Testing, testing. Okay, here we go. I am extremely sorry if this sounds like bullcrap, but I managed to get out of the door without my recorder. So this is recorded on my this is recorded by my phone connected to my fairly crappy small headphones. All right, doesn't matter. This is the Walk and Talk. My name is Thomas. And today, let's start with a recap. So today, I finished working on the little trailer, pitch trailer that I'm doing for Ken. And I think I did a fairly good job of it. I sat actually 5 hours today working, which was very intense. And to be honest, when I was done, I just wanted to lie down and go to sleep. I was so fucking exhausted. So tired. But unfortunately, there's more to do. Instead of going to the gym, I was actually on my way to the gym, and then I got notes on the mix that I did, so I had to rush home and do those notes. And then there wasn't really time enough to go back to the gym, so I ended up just going for a long walk. And now I'm doing the Walk and Talk without my microphone. And later today, I'm going to a meeting in the town council, which I am a part of. So, fucking full and fucking exhausting day, Jesus Christ. I feel like this day should have been lived in like stages. If I could split this up over several days, that would have been nice. But that's not up to me. And also, a funny thing was that I tried yesterday, like really hard, to just be in the now, not change anything, but try and experience everything. Just like take it all in. Like, check where you're walking, check your surroundings, like observe what's going on, try and observe who's making the decisions. Are you making the decisions, or are you just following other people? And my wife thought I was behaving like super weird, and I was like, you're just nuts and we can't do anything serious because you're just weird right now. And kind of sticking to the oath of not explaining too much to her and not like bringing her into the process too much, because I have a hard time explaining it, I just stuck to being weird. Like, weird is okay. If you can handle me being weird, I'll just be weird for the rest of the day. I don't mind. I'll go around with a weird smile on my face and just do things a little slower, notice things a little more, and try and see if I can just be present with the stuff that's going on around me. And it was interesting. I did notice stuff that I think I would have otherwise not noticed. And I did feel less pressure because I was noticing things. And I'm guessing, hey, yay, this is what mindfulness is all about. Be mindful of yourself and your surroundings, and you'll feel less like someone is at the steering wheel and the car is going crazy. So yeah, that was super interesting. One thing though, and that was strange. I mean, we're back to like I'm behaving strange on purpose, but then strange stuff happens. I was tired in my brain in a way that I haven't experienced for a long time. As if doing this mental exercise actually was a huge mental exercise. Like going to the gym and you're just going all out and you just feel exhausted, like all your muscles are aching and you're sore all over the place, but as if this was happening in my fucking head, which was like, holy shit, is it actually possible to exhaust yourself in the head? That was peculiar, like really, really fucking peculiar. And at some point in the evening, I was just like, my wife was looking at me. I was like, "Are you mad at me or what's going on?" I was like, "No, I'm just so tired that I actually can't keep my eyes open anymore, so I have to go to bed. I'm sorry if I'm a little rude right now, but I'm fucking exhausted." Again, sticking to the let's just do the process, let's not explain it too much. And luckily, she seemed like she didn't mind. I think she's just giving me space to do the process on my own terms, which is super nice. And then when I was in bed, I was like boom, just like dead on the mattress, but not falling asleep. And when she came in, I just crawled up on her shoulder and started shaking. And I was like, oh my God, it was like all this, like whatever was going on in my head, just like was coming out of my muscles. And one thing that I don't know is that this could also just be a response to me actually doing some actual work. Because I mean, that's what's been going on this week. I've been actually working, and obviously, if this had been a scientific test, it would be completely void because I'm doing two things at once. One thing is the walk and talk and all the mental exercises that I'm putting on myself, and the other one is that I'm actually going back to work in a way. Like, even though it's just for a few hours every day, I am putting in some hours in front of the computer and doing actual sound design. And so I have actually no idea. Is my mental and physical responses caused by one or the other? I have no idea. I mean, if this was the point of this exercise was to figure out like how am I responding to these different forms of stimuli, I would be a bad scientist. Fortunately, this is not a science experiment, but my way of getting better. So, in a way, it doesn't really matter if it comes from one or the other. The interesting thing is to observe it, and don't change it. Yeah, observe it, don't change it. And one thing to note also is external validation of the process, right? My therapist on Monday said, "You're doing better, keep walking." My wife today was like, "Oh my God, you're looking better. You actually did 5 hours of work today and you seem to be normal." kind of contrary to what she said this weekend. Don't do anything rash while you're in the middle or just starting out on the process. Like, and then she turns around today and says, oh my God, you look like you're all good now. I don't think that's what she meant, because she does know that we have set aside a fair amount of time for me to keep doing this. So I don't think anyone, least of all her, is expecting me to turn around in a few days and say, I'm all better now. Now I'm cured. I figured it out. All I have to do is observe the world, chill out, do some exercise, and work on projects that I actually like. I mean, if that was the case, if that was what will fix me, brilliant. then just tick all the boxes, and then all is good, right? I don't think so. I seriously don't think that's the answer, but it is working, whatever is going on, which means I keep doing it. I keep looking for answers. I keep walking. I keep talking. Whatever exercise is good exercise, is if it's a vigorous walk like it was today and a stupid, idiotic talking to the worst microphone I have in my collection. Literally, I have those. Okay, so this is not the worst microphone in my collection, but it is a stupid way of recording the walk and talk. And I do apologize if this is giving you a massive headache to listen to, or if you have already switched off. I do completely understand why. But just to do a full circle on the walk and talk, this is for me to be able to walk and talk and figure out some shit. So I'll try not to make it sound ridiculous another time, just in case there is someone listening out there. And I think today is just one of those days where, I mean, when I was heading to the gym, even though I got turned around, I seriously didn't want to go. I was like, I will do the least amount of stuff at the gym. I'll go on a bike and I'll pedal. But I won't push myself, because I feel like I've pushed enough as it is these past few days. And I have very, very little left. So even though I am not having a shit ton of bad thoughts, I am scared of breaking the ritual too much. I'm scared of not sticking to the plan, because I feel like a good allegory would be that I am in a swamp and I'm heading out, and the more I walk and the more I move, the more I'm getting out of the muck, but I'm still in the muck. So if I stop, I'll just be dragged down, because I can feel it on my feet and I'm still covered in it. But the more, like every day moving, I feel like I'm moving towards somewhere. At least I'm moving towards somewhere. And just to let you know where I am mentally, I don't know if this is upsetting for anyone to hear, but when I was just doing the vigorous walk before I was starting on the walk and talk, I was noticing several places, and I again, this is just my brain being stupid, but it is noticing this is a lethal place to be. If you go there, you will not survive it. And it is not telling me to go to these places, but it is pointing them out. Like, here is a doorway, here is a doorway, here is another doorway. And the scary thing is that that's how my thought process is right now. These are doorways that my brain is pointing out. Like easy exits. If you were in an escape room, these would be the emergency exits. So if you give up, if it gets too hard, or if the whole place starts burning, this is how you would get out without completing the game. And obviously, when you're in an escape room and you're playing the game, you have zero intention of using those exits, but you're making note of them just in case. And that's kind of how I feel walking around. And I just feel like it would be nice. It would be good for my sanity if my brain stopped pointing those exits out. If I could just take a walk without my brain pointing out where the emergency exits are. That would actually be nice. But that would require me to solve the puzzle and get out of the swamp. And I have a feeling there's going to be a lot of walking before that happens. So, I think on a brighter note, to actually be able to have this day of working and also like thinking, shit, I need to put in the workout, I need to put in the walk and talk so I can go to a meeting with some people that I trust that I can be in a room with without me freaking out. That is a major achievement. I mean, that is crazy progress. So I was actually thinking that this requires another trophy. I was thinking like I should celebrate this, and I think I wanna like open up a little bit to my wife and tell her what the trophy means to me and tell her beforehand what I would like to acquire as trophy. Then at least I have made my statement and I have been true to myself. I have stood up for myself. And if she shoots it down and tells me, you might want this or that, but we need that money to buy food because you're currently ish unemployed, then so be it. I mean, we can argue, and we can also say, great, you like mentally, you say you want that trophy and you get it at a later time, or you can wish for it for your birthday next year. I mean, whatever, but at least I've stood up for myself. And I think I'd like to do that just to do that. And also to celebrate that I am expanding my brain capacity. I am expanding my emotional capacity. And just as I can feel that going to the gym makes me a little bit stronger, not much, but just a little bit stronger every time I go, I have a sneaky suspicion that doing these walk and talks and trying to figure out what to do is expanding my mental capacity. And that is brilliant, right? That is getting rid of these like blinds that I've been wishing to wear because the world has been overstimulating and everything's been too much. I just wanted to like shut up everything and just stick my head in the ground. And maybe it's because my mental capacity has just been shut down because I've forgotten how to take care of myself, both physically and mentally. And the way of doing that is by doing this. It is so funny because, I mean, I keep listening to the guy Ramdas, and I mean, he figured everything out in the 70s and have a whole following. And like, unfortunately, he's dead now, so I can't speak to him. But he seems like he moved a lot of people. And one thing that I've been saying is that I don't get the whole mindfulness business, the whole like, oh, let's do this, let's do that. And I think one of the reasons that I stand on this, I don't really believe in it, and I don't really think this is for me, is because a lot of the stuff that I'm seeing is a watered-down, westernized version of what I know exists in the East, because I do know it exists. And I have been curious about it, like, since I was a fucking teenager. And certain points in life, I have been like digging into it just a little bit, like curiously browsing, but I have never really sunk my teeth in. And some of the stuff, like some of the real mysticism and like whatever magic, it just seems surreal. It seems too much like a fairy tale to be true. And I feel like, If I haven't realized that it is real, then a watered down version of something that I have a sneaky suspicion isn't real at all, I mean, it doesn't make a lot of sense to dive into that. So I guess I only need to find my own way. And if that means doing a massive pilgrimage for the rest of my life to figure this shit out, and so be it. Maybe that's the whole point. Maybe that's what's going to take me out of the swamp that I'm currently in. Keep walking until you find the exit. Like, no, not the emergency exit, but the real door out. Like, until you solve the puzzle and win the trophy. That sounds nice. Okay, I'm going to shut this off now because I have a feeling that there's a lot of traffic and the microphone sucks, and listening to me unlocking cool shit on this kind of system is bullshit. But there it is. I'm walking, I'm talking, I'm doing mental jumping jacks. All is good. All is good. If anyone's actually been listening to this, I implore you. I think you're amazing. If not, I will take this really weird recording, edit it, and stash it, put it in my pocket. Bye for now. How do you switch this thing off?